News 74, KCBS Tuesday, April 29th, 1986. Flames continuing to feed on thousands of books at the historic Los Angeles Central Library. The library continues to burn, and Mayor Tom Bradley has cut short a trip to San Diego. He's returning to survey the damage.
The Soviet Union admits that two people have died in that nuclear power plant accident in the Ukraine, but unofficial estimates run much higher. Douglas Edwards will have more on that story in seconds on The World Tonight.
I'm Bob Price.
And I'm Jan Black.
Details immediately following CBS News at 6. This is The World Tonight, sponsored in part by The Wall Street Journal. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
Radiation at the plant and in nearby areas has fallen off. Aid is being extended to those affected.
Those were reassuring words on Moscow Radio's English language broadcast today, but the world and even the Soviet people still know almost nothing about the extent of the Soviet nuclear accident near Kiev. A woman there told UPI she thought 2,000 people were killed, but there is no confirmation from any source. Gary Thatcher begins our report.
The most serious nuclear power plant accident in history is still unfolding at a Soviet generating plant near the Ukrainian city of Kiev. The official Soviet media have confirmed that the Chernobyl nuclear power plant leaked radioactivity into the environment after an accident partially destroyed the reactor building. Western experts here say that's likely the result of a partial meltdown of the reactor's radioactive core, resulting in an uncontrollable nuclear reaction. TASS, the Soviet news agency, said that two people had been killed in the accident and that others were receiving medical aid. Radio Moscow spoke of victims, but gave no casualty figure. TASS said that residents of Chernobyl and three other nearby communities have been evacuated. Unofficial estimates are that some 50,000 people live in the affected zone. TASS said that radiation levels are now stabilized and that a high-level government commission is in the area conducting an investigation. But the Soviets have also called upon Swedish and West German experts for technical advice on how to extinguish a fire in the core of a reactor, raising the possibility that the struggle to deal with the incident at Chernobyl is still underway. Gary Thatcher for CBS News, Moscow.
This is David Martin at the Pentagon. A U.S. spy satellite got its first look at the damaged reactor today, and it sent back pictures showing a gaping hole where the roof had been and a cloud of black smoke rising from the ruins. Intelligence analysts have concluded the hole is the result of a large chemical explosion, but they don't know whether the explosion was the cause or consequence of what was almost certainly a nuclear meltdown. The accident occurred on Saturday when there would have been roughly 1,000 workers on duty, although some of them may have had time to flee depending on how much warning they had. At last word, the fire was still out of control, sending radioactive particles into the atmosphere. The longer the fire burns, the worse the danger of contamination, because sooner or later, all those radioactive particles will settle back to Earth. At the very least, officials say, the accident has severely damaged the Soviet Union's capability to generate electrical power. David Martin, CBS News, The Pentagon.
Friday, the 5th.
Dear Diary, although I've been on the job only 6 months, they moved me out of the mailroom. I knew having an MBA would pay off. Also, that Wall Street Journal piece on dressing to win didn't hurt.
Monday, the 8th.
Diary, a book review in the journal got me hooked on Japanese management. So when it was my turn to make a recommendation at the staff meeting, I said Kaishi. And a senior VP said,
good thinking, Gibbons. Have a cigar.
Tuesday, the 9th.
Today was the Person of the Week luncheon.
And the winner is Gibbons here, without whose tireless research, I'd be standing here with my loophole closed.
All that research was really just reading a report in the Wall Street Journal on pending tax legislation. I didn't want to mention that, so I didn't.
Wednesday, the 10th.
Diary, thanks to a typically relevant journal article, I learned how I could take my husband to a business convention and write him off.
Honey, is snorkeling a spouse event?
As you can see, I'm going places.
This daily diary of the American dream is made possible by the Wall Street Journal. Radiation levels were reported to be unusually high today in a number of European countries, Poland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Finland, among them. Experts are saying that Western Europeans are not in danger from the fallout from the Soviet nuclear accident, but precautions are being taken.
This is Elizabeth Gillette in Warsaw. Polish authorities have begun giving anti-iodine tablets to children and are urging people not to drink milk, which might be contaminated with radiation. In a communique read out over today's evening television news, the government warned that radioactive iodine in the air could be harmful to children and pregnant women. People were warned to wash all fresh vegetables carefully to remove radioactive particles. Officials have not disclosed how high radiation levels are in Poland, although they say the northeast part of the country is most affected. Clearly, though, they sense a real public health hazard and are trying to minimize the danger. Many Poles are frightened. One mother put it this way, "I'm scared. I don't know what's happened, and I don't know what to do." Elizabeth Gillette for CBS News, Warsaw.
This is George Wood in Stockholm. Sweden's National Institute for Radiation Protection has reported that radiation levels here rose to up to 100 times the normal figure last night. But the level now is only twice normal, except in the far north, where falling rain has concentrated deposits. The Radiation Protection Institute says the levels are far too low to be a threat to health, although they are taking milk samples from around the country. The situation is worse in northern Finland, where the local authorities have warned residents to avoid using rainwater. George Wood for CBS News, Stockholm.
Once upon a time, there was voice.
Hello?
And data. And a missing link. Then along came a company called Rolm, R-O-L-M, with the first truly modern business phone. Now the folks who gave the telephone a brain have given it a conscience. Every Rolm CBX business communication system comes with a full-time nudge built right in.
Excuse me, is that a personal call?
It does wonders for your wallet. You can take advantage of volume discounts or time-of-day savings on every single call. It's a great little watchdog, too. You can control expensive credit card calls. You can shop dozens of competing long-distance services and zero in on the stingiest routes instantly. If you'd like to track all those costs that can dent the company kitty, talk to Rolm, R-O-L-M, and let our conscience...
Excuse me?
...be your guide. Rolm, an IBM company.
In Washington tonight, they wait. Bill McLaughlin reports from the State Department.
The Reagan administration today expressed to Moscow America's regrets for the Soviet nuclear mishap and offered whatever U.S. technical and humanitarian aid the Soviets might want. That message was conveyed this morning to Soviet Deputy Ambassador Oleg Sokolov during a meeting here at the State Department with Assistant Secretary of State Roseanne Ridgway. At that meeting, a formal U.S. request was made for more information about the nuclear catastrophe. So far, the Soviets have given the U.S. next to no information, perhaps because they have little themselves. Reliable sources say the nuclear fire at Chernobyl is so hot, so out of control, that Soviet authorities may not be able to get to within 3 to 5 miles of the plant. As one source put it, you can't fight what you can't get to. The sources also said that the entire population in a radius of 25 miles around the disaster area has been evacuated. And late today, the administration announced that, so far as is known, no Americans have been hurt or injured. Bill McLaughlin, CBS News, the State Department.
Ask Mr. Foster Travel Service brings you the vacation of your dreams at the bargain of a lifetime. Enjoy the sights and sounds of the Caribbean. Our Value Plus vacations include round-trip airfare on Eastern Airlines, hotel accommodations, and much more. Now, new low prices from Ask Mr. Foster, the Caribbean specialists. For the office nearest you, phone 1-800-FOSTER-5. Ask Mr. Foster, a century of integrity in full-service travel.
Chances are you wouldn't go outdoors without being properly dressed for the weather. So make sure your home is properly sealed year-round with GE Silicone 2 Sealants from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to say GE Window and Door Sealant weatherproofs and insulates. Paintable sealant or concrete and masonry sealant fill cracks and holes in concrete, brick, and other porous surfaces. And bathroom tub and tile sealant resists mildew and stays white. GE Silicone 2 Sealants are just $3.88 each for a 10.3-ounce cartridge at participating True Value Hardware Stores.
Stocks down sharply, apparently in reaction to the nuclear disaster in the Soviet Union. The Dow average closed around 1826, down 17.86, volume 148 million shares. Wall Street on this world tonight. It was another sad chapter today in the story of the Challenger shuttle disaster. It is a chapter that includes the word end. Bruce Hall reports from the Kennedy Space Center.
Seven black hearses carrying the remains of the Challenger astronauts slowly made their way through the Kennedy Space Center. Hundreds of employees lined the 8-mile route, silently paying their final respects. At the shuttle landing strip, a military honor guard slowly carried each of the flag-draped containers aboard an Air Force transport plane for the trip to the military mortuary at Dover, Delaware. After the huge C-141 aircraft took off, the plane circled launch pad 39B, where Challenger was launched on its ill-fated mission exactly 13 weeks ago. This afternoon, officials announced they have found the last piece of wreckage they have been searching for, a section from the right solid rocket booster that is believed to have caused the accident. NASA officials also announced they are ending the search for wreckage in the deep water areas, but will continue the search for a few more days in the shallow water. However, for many of the employees at the Kennedy Space Center, the departure of the astronauts today meant an end to this tragedy. Bruce Hall, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
They gathered today at the Presidio in San Francisco, the families of Peter Kilburn and the other American hostages still held in Lebanon, gathered to pay their final respects to the murdered Peter Kilburn. Terry Drinkwater reports.
Peter Kilburn, who had been a librarian in Beirut for 20 years, was eulogized by his lifelong friend, Reverend Benjamin Weir, the freed hostage.
We mourn today the painful loss of a man of peace, Peter Kilburn.
Kilburn's nephew, Tim, delivered a plea from the family.
We, the family of Peter, wish to speak to the people of Lebanon, the people Peter loved and chose to live with for over 20 years. To the people of Lebanon, of whatever faith, we ask you to put down your guns and seek peace among your brothers and sisters.
Kilburn was given full military honors. Mourners wore yellow armbands, and among them were the relatives of four of the other five American hostages still held in Lebanon, all of whom count the days their loved ones have been held. Kilburn lived 501 days in captivity. Terry Drinkwater, CBS News, San Francisco.
Our coverage of the world tonight continues after this message.
Ladies and gentlemen, our stores are called Food and Liquor.
If you've heard our commercials before, you know.
I talk very reasonably.
And I get all excited.
Our strategy is to convince you that we have low, low, everyday prices.
And that we get excited about serving you.
We at Food and Liquor had a meeting and decided our commercial should be more direct. Ron, would you calmly explain the marketing strategy of the stores called Food and Liquor?
Sure, Colin. We sell the best sizes of best brands at low, low, everyday prices. If any other stores run an ad with a lower price on any item we sell, you can bring that ad in and we'll beat it. Our strategy is to be a cheaper place for you to buy groceries and other products.
With a money-back satisfaction guarantee.
So save.
Ron.
I can't help it. Our prices get me excited. Our prices have been slashed.
We have 117 stores in Northern California. Two are in Oakland. One is in San Francisco. Others are in San Rafael, Pittsburgh, Pinole, Concord, and Cotati.
Hayward, Half Moon Bay, Fremont, Fairfield, Vallejo, and Benicia.
The message of this commercial is cheaper.
And the name of our stores is Food and Liquor.
Datelines and headlines in the world tonight. Washington, the index of leading economic indicators up 0.5% in March, a good sign for the future. And Washington, the congressional watchdogs say the IRS doesn't have enough money to go after everyone who cheated on their taxes, at least 14 million cases on hold. Windsor, England, private funeral services for the Duchess of Windsor in the Royal Chapel with Queen Elizabeth in attendance, then burial in the Royal Cemetery next to the King who gave up his throne for love. Bali, Indonesia. The traveling White House arrives.
This is Jacqueline Adams with the President in Bali. Arriving in Indonesia today, President and Mrs. Reagan were greeted by President Suharto and a group of young women performing a traditional Balinese dance. Australian journalists traveling with the White House press corps were not welcome. Indonesian soldiers boarded the press's chartered aircraft and escorted the two to a holding room. They were expected to leave for Tokyo, where they'll rejoin the Reagan party this weekend. Indonesian officials, upset about articles in Australian newspapers chronicling corruption in the Suharto regime, ignored three specific U.S. requests to allow the Australian broadcasters into the country. Deputy White House spokesman Edward Derigian.
We reiterated our basic, well-known position that Larry Speaks announced at the briefing that we felt that all journalists accredited to the presidential party should have the opportunity to cover the proceedings. They said their decision was firm.
White House officials had expected a warm reception in Indonesia. They're deliberately downplaying the Australian incident in hopes of keeping the meetings cordial. The president will spend tomorrow adjusting to the humidity and time difference before beginning Thursday's round of meetings. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, with the president in Bali.
And that's the world tonight, Tuesday, April 29th, 1986. This is Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch never stops.